This is the Patriots Beat newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Friday, August 12th, 2016. I'm Michael Lungi reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. The New England Patriots beat the New Orleans Saints 34-22 in their preseason opener on Thursday night, but the win didn't come without a tough injury. Rookie wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell, who was having a nice game with four catches for 55 yards at the time, suffered an ugly arm injury while getting tackled late in the second quarter after a reception. According to ESPN's Mike Reese, Mitchell suffered a dislocated elbow and x-rays were negative, but he is also expected to have an MRI, and is expected to miss at least 4 weeks with the injury. Several other rookies shined in the preseason opener, including guard Joe Thuney and cornerback Cyrus Jones. Thuney manned the left guard position with the starters for the entire first half, just as he has for much of training camp so far. Jones took the role as top kick and punt returner and fielded all of his attempts cleanly. He also played a lot of nickel corner on the defensive side and showed off his speed and the ability to swarm to the ball. Another rookie, third-round pick Jacoby Brissett, played the entire second half at quarterback and went 7-for-13 for 63 yards, and third-year running back Tyler Gaffney impressed with 9 rushes for 64 yards and a touchdown, including a 44-yard touchdown run. Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo played the entire first half with all the starters. He came back from a slow start to finish at 11-for-18 for 168 yards. After the game, Garoppolo said, "It wasn't our best start, no question. We started a little slow, which we never want to do, but that's going to happen sometimes. It's just how you react to it." He also said, quote, "It was a good experience being put in a difficult situation and then just seeing how everyone responded. I think we reacted the right way." He finished by saying, quote, "There's plenty of things we could work on, but I think we're going in the right direction." The Patriots will have today and tomorrow off before returning to the practice field on Sunday morning. They have also added a third joint practice session with the Chicago Bears on Wednesday, August 17th, meaning the two teams will now practice together on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the coming week. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champions, follow CLNS Radio on Twitter, at CLNS Radio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Lungi for Patriots Newsfeed.